directional mic? I have one.
Live from the 2016 Adult Entertainment Expo here in Las Vegas with on Friday, day three, the loveliest Mia Lee. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking.
How's your week here in Vegas going?
Really fabulously, because I've scheduled time to go rock climbing between the expo.
Really? Very cool.
Yeah, I was there this morning. Red Rocks is fantastic for climbing, and I got a gel manicure, so it's surviving.
Now, are you going on like an artificial, or are you actually climbing like a real mountain?
No, I'm going outdoors. This Red Rocks, which is like 25 minutes away, is like the mecca for rock climbing in Nevada.
Yeah. I would say I'm from Florida here, and now being out in Nevada, when you wake up and you look out and you see the mountain range in the distance, it's very cool, because they don't have anything like that. Florida's flat as a pancake.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there. It's worthwhile even if you like hiking.
Yeah. Very cool, very cool. So you going to any of the parties, seeing any of the girls feature dance? What you been up to at night?
I have been being a good girl until tonight. I'm going to go to the white party and hang out with my agency, ATMLA, because they're just such fabulous people. And then probably get into a little trouble with some of my friends later. Yeah.
So are you up for any awards this weekend?
I was a part of the Wicked feature, Wanted, and that's up for several awards. And also for Best Ethnic Release for Donnie Darko, it was Asian Fucking Nation. So the voiceover for like Asian Fucking Nation, that was me.
Oh, you did the voiceover for it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Darko loves Asian girls, ain't no doubt about that.
And Darko's just such a good down-to-earth guy. Like, we share a passion for food, so we like send each other food porn pictures.
Yeah, I know he's kind of like an amateur gourmet chef there.
He makes beautiful food.
I always tell any of the Asian girls I talk to, as long as Johnny Darko's around, they'll always have a job.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure.
So what have you been up to this year? How's your 2015 been?
My 2015 was great. I started a food blog called Food Blog Maybe. You can find it on foodblogmaybe.com. I started a YouTube channel under Love Mia Lee channel. It's about destigmatizing sex work, body positivity, and just helping civilians understand what porn life is really like.
Now, for those fans who aren't too familiar, how long have you been in the business now?
Coming up on 3 years this summer.
Really? That many?
Yeah, it kind of just flies by.
No, I would say you still got that, you know, that new car smell to you. So.
Well, it's my personality that can't be like beaten down. I'm always gonna be this like bubbly weirdo.
There you go. There you go. So, what do you call it? What are your plans for 2016? What do you got coming up?
I'm definitely gonna expand my YouTube channel. I'm gonna start recording ukulele music because I write original music and perform at local open mics in San Diego. So I'm gonna focus on more creative projects and also I'm gonna start competing in rock climbing more seriously.
Oh, cool. Cool. Very cool. So, is there anything, any type of scene that you'd like to shoot that you haven't done yet?
I want more ladies. I've shot a bunch of girl, but I really fucking love girls. I love guys too, but like I fucking love girls, especially when I'm shooting with a girl who also likes girls. Like, it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah. How about a little boy, girl? Kind of give you the best of both worlds, doesn't it?
Yes, but then I get distracted because when it comes to girl, I like topping girls and making them come and stuff. But when it comes to guys, like I want to get fucked and I want to feel good and make it about me. So it's kind of a split thing when it's boy, girl. But when it's like one or the other, I can really focus on my legs.
So you're dominant with women, but more submissive with men.
Yeah, because I like to get fucked by dudes. And like I can top from the bottom in that regard. But when it comes to girls, I love topping girls and just making them feel really good and feel pretty and all these positive things.
Okay. Well, speaking of which, are there any girls that you haven't worked with that you like to? Anybody who's caught your eye?
I would be very nervous, but I have a big crush on Bianca Breeze because she's so tall and bigger than me, but I want to make her feel good, for sure.
Yeah, she got that supermodel figure there.
She's beautiful and super funny. Yeah, she's great.
Very cool, very cool. So, do you have your dress ready for the show on Saturday?
Yes, I do. It's very pretty and I'm excited and it's going to show off my physique. Like this year I've really embraced like my body type. Like I get it, I'm curvy and I'm muscular and that's how it's going to be. I'm not a stick thin girl and that's okay and that can be beautiful too.
No, that's one of the things I like about you. They say you're one of those few Asian girls that actually has a nice curvy, you know, little voluptuous body. Most of them are the very, you know, thin, slender type.
Yeah, well, my first year in the industry, I kind of really tried to attain that body, and it's just not realistic, and it wasn't necessarily healthy in those efforts, but there's a good balance, and people like it, and there's always going to be body diversity for people out there who like it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, no offense to the skinny girls, but, you know, they're a lot more common. You're, you know, much more rare, which is nice. I mean, it's like you, like London Keys, and that's pretty, maybe Jessica Bancroft, but she don't really perform that much anymore.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of, like, embracing all the different types of bodies out there, because, like, you know, variety is the spice of life.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, let me think here. Do you feature dance at all?
I don't feature dance. I may start, but the whole traveling thing, I'm a homebody and I have a little baby puppy, so it's hard to get away from home. Yeah.
Very cool, very cool. So, last question here. How do you define good sex? What makes sex good for you?
Chemistry. And, like, the physical aspect is great, but that can always be learned and taught. But the connection and chemistry is so crucial. So crucial.
Very cool, very cool. So where can the fans contact you at?
You can find me on Twitter at LoveMiaLee. I also have a Tumblr under MiaLee the Entertainer. My food blog is foodblogmaybe.com, and my YouTube channel is LoveMiaLee.
All right, well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again in the future.
Thank you so much for interviewing me.